2,000 people. That's how many have died of COVID-19 in the U.S. on average every day over the past week, a number that hasn't been that high since this past winter. That's when Jessica Alejandro of Queens, New York, lost her grandfather to COVID-19. Joseph Anthony Sulkowitz was 78. Jessica says he was eligible to get vaccinated, but it was a chaotic time when vaccines weren't easily available, and he was holding out to get one from his doctor. He was still on a waiting list when he died. Well, as part of our COVID-19 remembrances, today we asked Jessica to remember her papa.
I lost my papa, my grandfather, Joseph Anthony Sulkowitz, March 8th, 2021. So I lost him 6 months ago. So he was a house painter for years, forever. And he actually worked up until his last days, until he was diagnosed with COVID. So he was a hard worker and he continued until the end. You know, he was like a kid at heart, and we jet skied in Puerto Rico and parasailed in Hawaii. And we, you know, vacationed to Universal Studios and did things like that. Originally, he only listened to doo-wop in the car. He always listened to this oldies station. And he used to drive my sister and I to school. And that's all we would hear. And we were like, you know, why don't you try something different? Like, there's other songs we think you would like. And he used to fight with us all the time. But then he transitioned into listening to pop music. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch. And that's how, you know, he got into Adele and Sam Smith and Lady Gaga. Those are his top three artists. And we were thinking of Rolling in the Deep by Adele. That's one of those songs that popped into our heads because we remember the chorus, just how goofy we would be singing the chorus and belting it out. You know, it usually comes on when, you know, something is going on, whether good or bad. And it's like, okay, Papa's here. You know, we're very spiritual and we know that he's around us. And it's always like weird times or good times or, you know, random times. And, you know, it's like he's just saying hello. So, you know, music is definitely a huge part of our relationship. You know, I just want him to be remembered as a hard worker and he would do anything and everything for his family and just had such a zest and a love for life. And it wasn't until long after, you know, his funeral and his burial and everything. He was a Marine. So he had a beautiful, you know, ceremony. You know, it wasn't until after all of that died down that everything really hit us because we were on overdrive. So after everything happened, the grief started kicking in, and day by day, you know, you learn to live with it. Time doesn't heal wounds. That's something that we definitely learned. It doesn't heal wounds. It just makes them more bearable. And we're trying to take our experience and our pain and trying to be there for others who have gone through the same thing and who really need somebody there for them and their families in that time of confusion.
Jessica Alejandro of Queens, New York, remembering her grandfather, Joseph Anthony Sulkowitz, who died of COVID-19 last March at 78. Now Jessica and her sister Danielle, both students at Queens College, are putting together a support group for the campus community so everyone can grieve loved ones lost during the pandemic.